Breakthrough epilepsy surgery brings new hope to patients in the Rio Grande Valley. Mega Doctor News by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Epilepsy, a chronic neurological condition affecting millions worldwide, has found new hope in the Rio Grande Valley. On June 12, 2024, a groundbreaking procedure was performed at DHR Health, the first epilepsy surgery of its kind in the region, marking a new era of specialized care for local epilepsy patients. Dante Enriquez, a 24-year-old resident of the Rio Grande Valley, became the first patient to undergo the procedure, transforming his life after years of debilitating seizures. This milestone was made possible by Dr. Juan Torres Reveron, a neurosurgeon specializing in epilepsy surgery, and Dr. Leonel Estofan, a neurologist specializing in epilepsy diagnosis and treatment. Their collaboration at DHR Health's Comprehensive Epilepsy Center brought state-of-the-art care to a region previously underserved in epilepsy treatment. Approximately 400,000 people in Texas live with epilepsy, according to estimates from the Epilepsy Foundation, making advancements like this critical in improving the quality of life for many Texans. As Dr. Leonel Estofan noted, "Before, we didn't have the specialized neurosurgeons here to perform such complex procedures. Now, we can offer this care locally for the first time." Dante Enriquez had been suffering from temporal lobe epilepsy, TLE, since the age of 15. His condition caused frequent and severe seizures, sometimes occurring every hour. These seizures dramatically affected his quality of life, impacting his ability to work, drive, and even sleep peacefully. For nearly a decade, Dante's life revolved around managing his epilepsy and the emotional toll it took. "I felt like a burden to my family," Dante recalled, as he described his reliance on others for even basic tasks such as transportation. TLE is one of the most common forms of epilepsy in adults, characterized by abnormal neuronal activity in the temporal lobe, a critical region of the brain responsible for memory, emotions, and sensory processing. Key structures, such as the hippocampus, involved in memory, and the amygdala, which processes fear and emotions, are often affected in cases like Dante's. His seizures caused both physical symptoms and emotional distress, including intense fear during episodes. Despite consulting various medical professionals, Dante wasn't identified as a surgical candidate until he met Dr. Estofan at DHR Health. Dr. Estofan, with his specialized training, recognized that Dante's condition could be treated with surgery. He referred Dante to Dr. Juan Torres Reveron, who had recently joined DHR Health and brought expertise in complex epilepsy surgeries to the region. The decision was made to perform a right temporal lobectomy, a surgical procedure in which part of the temporal lobe is removed to eliminate the source of the seizures. As Dr. Torres Reveron explained, "The temporal lobe is where we have some of the emotion centers and memory centers of the brain. In Dante's case, these structures were abnormal and needed to be addressed surgically to stop the seizures." During the surgery, Dr. Torres Reveron made a critical observation. "While operating, I could tell the texture of the tissue wasn't normal," he said. Tissue samples were sent to Johns Hopkins for analysis, confirming the presence of abnormal neurons, which were likely the source of Dante's epilepsy. The surgery was a success, following the principles of the Spencer modified temporal lobectomy, a specialized technique developed by Dr. Torres Reveron's mentor. This method ensures that only the affected areas of the brain are removed while preserving essential surrounding tissues. This precision is crucial to not only stopping the seizures but also preserving the patient's cognitive and emotional function. "Many neurosurgeons can perform a temporal lobectomy," said Dr. Torres Reveron, "but the key to successful outcomes lies in the nuances of the surgery, knowing exactly where and how much to remove without causing additional damage." Since the surgery, Dante has experienced a complete turnaround. He has been seizure-free, a profound change from the daily seizures that had dominated his life. "I feel fantastic," Dante said. "For the first time in years, I feel independent. I can look forward to driving again, going to work, and just living my life. Dr. Estofan and Dr. Torres Reveron were both optimistic about Dante's long-term prognosis. Our goal is to cure epilepsy or significantly reduce its impact so that patients can have a better quality of life, said Dr. Torres Reveron. While Dante will continue to be monitored, the success of the surgery has given him newfound hope. Beyond the physical relief, Dante has also seen a change in his emotional well-being. Before surgery, the seizures often triggered overwhelming fear. I felt like I needed a hug every time I had a seizure, Dante explained. Now, that emotional burden has been lifted. This outcome highlights the importance of targeting the amygdala, the brain's emotional center, during surgery for temporal lobe epilepsy. Dante's surgery marks a significant advancement for epilepsy care in the Rio Grande Valley. Previously, patients had to travel to larger cities, such as San Antonio or Houston, for this level of specialized treatment. Now, with Dr. Torres Reveron and Dr. Estofan at DHR Health, epilepsy patients in the Valley can access world-class care close to home. This procedure could have been done anywhere, said Dr. Torres Reveron, but having epilepsy-trained neurosurgeons in the Valley means we can provide these services locally, improving access and outcomes for our patients. Dr. Estofan added, before, I had to refer my patients out of town. Now, we can keep them here, treat them, and improve their lives without the added burden of travel. The Comprehensive Epilepsy Center at DHR Health is now one of the few centers in South Texas equipped to handle complex epilepsy cases. As Dr. Estofan noted, there are only about 20 neurosurgeons in the country specializing in epilepsy surgery. The fact that we now have one in the Valley is a game changer for our patients. Dante's case is just the beginning. His successful surgery is not only a personal victory but also a symbol of the improved healthcare infrastructure in the Rio Grande Valley. The collaboration between Drive, Estofan and Dr. Torres Reveron shows how specialized care can make a profound difference in patients' lives. With continued awareness and education about epilepsy treatment, more patients in the Valley will have the opportunity to seek out life-changing surgeries like Dante's. This is a quality of life issue, emphasized Drive. Torres Reveron, epilepsy surgery can be life-changing, and now we can offer that opportunity right here. Dante's story highlights the importance of specialized epilepsy care and how the correct diagnosis and surgical intervention can open the door to a brighter future for those suffering from epilepsy. As Dante himself said, I'm just so grateful. I didn't think I would ever be seizure-free. But now, I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.